Sometimes I get super discouraged because I'm like, I'm 32 years old. I should be further ahead in this and that. He was 41 years old and sold one of these books. Okay, so he said he was desperate. But then he said this. You are listening to The Weekly Parody, a podcast for unconventional leaders who are dedicated to stepping up, using their voice, and making an impact in this world. Hey there, welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Today is Friday. What up? What up? On Fridays, it's a solo round with me and you for about 10 minutes where I just talk super plain about the CRAP. I got a five-year-old, y'all. I got to spell stuff like that in my life and in my business and things that are hard and not easy and real and raw stuff just to keep it real with you guys. And yeah, so today I wanted to share with you about getting discouraged with numbers, whether you are looking at your blog analytics or your views on YouTube, or maybe you don't have as many clients as you want and all that. Man, dude, I get discouraged about stuff probably every other day. Because, you know, it's interesting. I was reading a journal, side note, very passionate about that. I was reading my journal from a year or so ago, and I was like, man, if I could just hit this number, I'd be happy. And I've hit that number, and guess what? I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied. I want a bigger number. And so there's a whole episode we could do on that of just being grateful for where you're at and recognizing how far you've come, because there's always a new level. And there's you could handle that in a really self-destructive, beat yourself up way of like hating your life, or you can handle it as a challenge of, man, there's always something new. There's always a new level. And so it's not bad either or, but we can use it more productively. And sometimes I'm productive with it and sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm like, cool, new challenge. What up? And other times I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Like, for real. Have you ever felt that way, y'all? So I wanted to talk super plain about when you are having one of those days where you're putting your heart and your soul into your work and it's like no one's paying attention or you're not getting the results and you're like, what am I doing wrong? I wanted to bring this up because I picked up The Alchemist again. I've read this book a few years ago and decided that it was time for me to read it again. I've been kind of curious about it and picked it up this morning, and I remember the premise of the book, but I've forgotten so much, like the very beginning. Which, side note, the foreword of the book, I have like the whole thing underlined. You know, book's gonna be good when you're like underlining the foreword of the book. But anyway, he shared his story about writing this book. This is Paulo Coelho. Side note, isn't that not a cool name? I have a baby, you're like, I'm gonna name him Paulo Coelho. Anyway, he wrote this book and he put it in a bookstore in Brazil. I think he's from Brazil. Yeah, he's from Brazil. I had to look. And it didn't sell. It took, what did he say? He said it took a week after the release for one person to buy it. One full week for one human being to buy this book. How discouraging is that? I mean, I get discouraged sometimes if I write a blog post and people don't read it. And then you write a whole book and you put it in a bookstore and one person buys it in a whole week. And guess what? It took 6 months for the second copy to be sold. And it was from the same person who bought the first one. Can you imagine what that must have felt like? Not only is the 1 week thing a blow, but then it took 6 months for the second one to sell. So his book contract dude ended up canceling with him because he's like, hey, this is a failure. This book is a failure. No one wants this. No one's going to read this. And he shares a story. You know, it took several years. It took a lot of different pivots and turns. And finally, it's like this, I think it was on the New York Times bestseller for like 300 weeks or something crazy like that. And it got picked up by all these celebrities. The president read it once. Bill Clinton, Will Smith loves it. I mean, but it took such a long time for him to see fruit from it. And I was so encouraged reading that this morning because that's real life, y'all. We don't put work out there and it's automatically a hit. And even Paulo Coelho, like this incredible author, has experienced that. And then with one of his most famous books, The Alchemist, So I wanted to share just a few things with you about this idea of, you know, getting discouraged when only one book sells in Brazil and then it takes 6 months later for another one to sell. There's a couple elements to look at. I believe in two things. I believe in needing to change things and try other stuff, and I also understand patience. So I talk a lot about pivoting on the show, and I'm not talking to you about this because I'm an expert at it and I've got it figured out. I have to remind myself all the time that Heather, pivot, wait, pivot, wait, pivot, wait. And understand that sometimes you have to look at numbers honestly with yourself and say, hey, guess what, Heather? This isn't working. I love the holisticness of our bodies, our spirit, minds, and souls. And it's incredible how you can pick up lessons from almost any part of your life and apply it to other aspects. So let me use an example within fitness. If you are wanting to lose 10 pounds and you're like, all right, I'm just going to be patient, but you don't change anything about your diet to lose those 10 pounds, patience is an awesome thing. But if you're not doing anything to up level and to grow and to change and to move, you're going to stay the same. And he shares in this story how he did try different things. He reached out to new book publishers. He collaborated with different people. He tried and pivoted, and it took years and years and years, but he was moving. That's the whole point I'm trying to say. He was doing something. But so what happens is we lose heart. And so we're like, screw it, I'm not trying anymore. When we don't understand the process is not only being patient with the process, but also taking action and doing stuff. So ask people questions, figure out who has done this well and who's already done it. How can I either work with them or get inspiration for them? How can I research? How can I look at what's honestly going on? I only have one book being sold right now. What am I doing wrong? Should I just leave it in this bookstore, or do I need to go do some other stuff? You know, so there's a good balance there between things do need to change sometimes and also being patient. Prime example, in my show, when I first had the weekly parody before our relaunch, I was so frustrated because I was working so hard but not seeing the results I wanted to see in the show. And it wasn't until I worked with Greg Clunas, a great friend of mine, and he shared with me different things that I could do to help the show, which included a relaunch, which really sucked because I'd spent one full year of work and I literally had to go in and delete my old podcast. Can you imagine 1 year, 70 episodes, and hitting delete? How that felt. Now, I knew it would be coming back and all of that, but it felt like I had taken a year's worth of my blood, sweat, and tears and everything and just thrown it away. And I didn't. I ended up repurposing some stuff and all that. But dude, sometimes it takes that. Sometimes it takes you trusting somebody who's been there, done that, and them saying, hey, dude, this is what you need to do. And you going for it and you trying it. But all the while in your heart and in your, you know, in your spirits, keeping an energy of patience and trust. So patience and trust doesn't mean that you don't take action. It means that you trust the process, that sometimes there's action, sometimes there's not, and that you have to be smart with your work. And the last thing I wanted to share with you is this incredible line that he said in here. And I was so challenged by it. Excuse me, you can probably hear the papers. He was talking about how desperate he was. He was 41 years old when this book wasn't selling. 41. I'm 32, and I'm so hard, and I know people who are older than me are probably laughing at me right now, but listen, sometimes I get super discouraged because I'm like, I'm 32 years old, I should be further ahead in this and that. He was 41 years old and sold one of these books. Okay, so he said he was desperate, but then he said this, but I never lost faith in the book or wavered in my vision. Why? Because it was me in there. All of me, heart and soul. Is that not powerful? He never wavered from his vision. He knew that this was his work. He knew that this was his message. He knew that this was his heart and his soul. And it made me think, Heather, are you putting your heart and your soul into your work? Are you showing up fully where you can honestly say, this is my authentic, true work and self and message, etc. And I trust that I'm going to see results because I'm showing up fully. And he who is faithful with a little will be trusted with a lot. That is a powerful thing to ask yourself. And I can honestly say to you that I have not been showing up fully in my work. I get so caught up in these tactical things, these systems, and just the process of producing that sometimes I forget like the heart and the soul of what I'm supposed to be doing and the message I'm supposed to be delivering. And I put my attention on these other things instead of seeing what's right there before me. Like if you're a parent, you can understand this when you're so busy about cleaning up after the kids that you don't stop and look at them and engage with them. And you're like, yeah, well, I'm keeping the house clean for these kids. Yeah, but if they have a clean house and they don't have a parent who shows up and looks at them, you know what I mean? Like, not to get too heavy here, but think about that in the context of your work. You may be polishing your work up and making everything look on point and all that stuff, but have you stopped and looked at your content? Have you stopped and looked at your work? Does this matter anymore? Does this mean anything anymore? Are you showing up in it? Are you delivering fully? That's hard, y'all. That's hard. But I want to be honest with you and tell you I haven't been showing up the way I want to. I want to change that. I want to focus more on my work and the message, and all the other stuff is secondary to that. And trust that results and all of that will follow that. I hope this was encouraging to you. Pick up The Alchemist. It's a great book. I'll put the link in the show notes if you want to grab it on Amazon. If you want any extra support, connect with us on Facebook. The Unconventional Leaders, they're amazing human beings. I'm so honored to know them, and we're just cheering one another on in our missions to build great things and make an impact in this world. I love you. I'm in your corner, and talk soon. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in Unconventional Leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.